Explain to me, you guys are offering a reward if an officer is threatened or harmed in DuPage County, and this, right. Why is that?
We're going to use DuPage. We've always used DuPage to see how it's going to go, how much money we're going to need before we go statewide, because this could end up being thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and we want to make sure that we have enough. Right now, it looks like we have about $100,000 offering rewards, but we have to put our money where our mouth is. I mean, we're very upset with what happened in Dallas. We don't want to see it happen in Illinois. We don't want it to happen to one of our police officers. And the best way that we know how to combat this is throw money at it, to put money down as rewards. It's like with the Willowbrook rapist. The rewards counted. That man was arrested in a matter of a day or two. So they're going to know that there's somebody out there that's going to put money to put him in jail.
Okay, and so
a police officer's life, you will go to jail, and we will pay to have you put in jail.
Okay, and so this, you got this seed money from a donor, and this is in direct response to what happened in Dallas?
Exactly. He, a very wealthy person, called me, one of our members. One of our board members called and said, Jared, put some money out there. I said, I want to run DuPage County first to see how much it's going to cost so that we have enough. And we're going to first start with DuPage, and then we're probably going to go statewide.
Okay, and how much money do you think you need for, you know, to do it statewide?
We don't know yet, but if anybody picks up the phone, if anybody threatens the life of a police officer in DuPage County, and we get the information, we'll put out a reward up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of this person. Or if anybody harms a police officer in DuPage County, and we're going to put out a reward of $5,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction. We have to do it. These people stand between us and the bad guys. And this is our way, as the Crime Commission is saying, you're not going to do it here. Illinois is not going to allow this to happen.
Okay, so how are you going to be able to, you know, what's the process going to be? Because everybody's going to call you and say, oh, well, somebody so-and-so threatened a cop and we want our money. I mean, how are you going to be able to confirm this?
Number one is that it has to be an arrest and conviction. We've done this before in Villa Park when a perpetrator cut the baby out of the mother's stomach. We had that solved with working with Joe Burkett, the state's attorney. We had he had somebody in custody within 2 hours. We've had the reward, the Willowbrook reward, where don't want to get into who's getting the money. They're getting the money, and the phone call there came in within a day or two. Money talks there, but people have to know it's a deterrent. People have to know you threaten the life of a police officer. There's somebody out there that's going to give a lot of money to make sure you go to jail.
And do you think this could maybe change thinking and kind of get away of that code of silence of people not turning in other people? I mean, like you said, money talks.
I was at one place where the mother, daughter, and family members were wearing snitches get stitches T-shirts. Okay. And there was a crowd there, and they were saying that nobody snitches here. When the reward was offered, the daughter said to the mother, Mom, you have to do the right thing. You have to tell them. And she ratted her own kid out.
So it just goes to show money's bigger than anything else.
Money talks, and money always talks. And, you know, this thing of the snitches get stitches, and I'm not going to rat anybody out. I'm not a stool pigeon. That's all BS. We throw enough, put enough money in front of them. And I've had mothers turn on sons. I've had brothers turn on brothers. I've had sisters turn on brothers. We offer the money, they're going to talk.
Do you think what happened in Dallas is a real breaking point, a real tipping point that something needs to change?
People have to stand up. We really have to stand up. We have to stand up for the people that defend us. We have to, you know, we have to stand up for law enforcement. These are the guys that they put everything on the line. They stand between us and people that want to hurt us. and we have to support them. We have to back them. We can't, you know, we just can't let them out in the cold. We can't put them in position and no-win position. They have to be able to support their families. They need a fair shake. And the Illinois State Crime Commission has always been there, and we're willing to take, I don't care, we're probably going to get criticism for this. Or we're buying things. People will do this stuff because that's the right thing to do. No, they won't. They're going to do it because we're going to give them money.
Are you looking for donations to increase the seed money?
No, we have money.
Okie doke. Anything else you want to add we didn't cover?
I just, you know, we're praying for the families of these brave officers, and we're praying to God this doesn't happen in Illinois. And we're trying to do our best, and the best we can do, but we're not going to get it. We don't have the ability to get out on the street and protect them, but we have the financial resources to help them, to at least help, to make sure that, you know, they know somebody's backing them.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. This is an interesting idea.
You.
We'll see where it goes.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.